Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A vote on CBDC, or central bank digital currency, is looming soon. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, I think it would be a good opportunity before we really dive into this to explain, what is CBDC, central bank digital currency?
Yeah, it's a central bank.
And is it a good thing or not?
It's not a good thing.
Okay.
There is digital currency like Bitcoin. That's digital currency. And that bypasses the government. So that is designed for privacy. The central bank digital currency is a central bank. It's digital or programmable currency that goes through and is under the direction and authority of a central bank. So instead of having your choice to choose multiple banks, for example, for your credit card or for your banking, a central bank digital currency will have a central bank, like one bank.
So ultimately, the government will control your money.
The government controls your money. So everything that you have in the bank, they will know. They'll know every expenditure. They'll know what your savings are. They'll know everything about you without a search warrant because they are the bank. And the money is programmable, meaning they can change the value of your money. So for example, if the government wants you to spend money and not save, and you think this is hypothetical? No, it's already happening in some foreign countries where they do not want people to save money. They want them to spend money. And so you have a certain amount of time to spend money. And if you don't spend the money, then your account will be hit with a negative interest rate. And so, for example, if you have $1,000 in the account, instead of that gaining interest, it will lose the longer you keep it there without spending it. So, for example, if during a presidential election, the economy is going down, they want to infuse more cash, they can force you to spend money. And if you don't spend money, your bank account will be debited. And therefore, you're going to have to be forced to spend money. The other thing is that they can control how you spend your money. So, for example, if they were to conclude that you can only drive a certain amount of miles per month and therefore only use a certain amount of gas per month. Now it's the third week of the month and you've already used your allotted amount of gas. You go to the gas pump to pump your gas. They can have a limiter on there. And so the gas pump just stops at $1. You can't go past any more than that because you have reached your limit. They can limit what you buy. They can stop your buying of gas. They can force you to buy electric and not gas-powered. They can force you to not buy certain kinds of food or other kinds of things, or not to travel, or to only travel a certain amount of time. So it is total control by the government.
You know, and this says a lot. Joe Biden issued an executive order in 2022 in which the administration ordered the Federal Reserve to develop a replacement for paper and coin currency with a digital programmable dollar known as CBDC. But the very first section of the executive order says this new currency will be used for things like human rights, financial inclusion and equity, whatever that is, and energy demands and climate change.
Let me give you an example of particularly equity.
Financial inclusion and equity.
So that would be kind of reparations. Say, for example, if the government says you're earning too much, we're going to now take your $1 and it's going to be worth 75 cents. Well, what's going to happen with the extra 25 cents for every $1? Well, we're going to shift that 25 cents on every of your $1 that you have in your account, and we're going to put it into other people's accounts. So we're going to shift the money around. This is socialism.
I would say socialism right there.
Yeah, it's socialism, Marxism.
Not America.
It's, you know, if the government wants to do reparations, they'll say, well, we're going to take money out of the banks that are owned by white people, and we're going to give them to other people of color or race because of past discrimination. And they'll just literally shift money, and they'll do it electronically. So the bank account of someone could actually increase because money is coming in that's not theirs, and your bank account could decrease because the government has shifted it, and they can do it electronically. So it's a central bank digital currency. So here's what we have. Recently, Congress just passed, and President Donald Trump just signed, the Genius Act. The Genius Act is not a central bank digital currency. The Genius Act is the stable coin. It allows banks to also do the equivalent of Bitcoin. But in order to do the equivalent of, say, Bitcoin, it's private, they have to show a certain amount of capitalization so that if that digital currency failed, they would have capital to back it up. So not every bank would be able to issue its own Bitcoin, if you will. They would have to prove that they are financially stable and able to back up any downturn in that money. That's what the Genius Act does. It is not a central bank digital currency. However, there are two bills that are currently in Congress that would stop the central bank digital currency, and they are the Anti-CBDC Surveillance State Act. The Anti-CBDC Surveillance State Act. And one of those bills has already been passed by the U.S. House, H.R. 1919. That's H.R. 1919. Now it's over in the Senate, and the companion version is S. 1124. It's the companion version.
And let me just add that President Trump did issue his own executive order banning CBDCs, but these two bills need to be passed to make this permanent.
Right. And so President Trump is behind the banning of the central bank digital currency, and he's already issued that executive order. Mm-hmm. But that executive order only lives as long as President Donald Trump is in office.
Right.
And as we just said, Holly, the previous Joe Biden issued an executive order to push forward with central bank digital
currency. Because they were all about government control.
And so we need to codify President Donald Trump's executive order banning central bank digital currency so that it doesn't just simply go away when a new president comes in. And so there are two bills. And so right now we're asking the United States Senate to pass S-1124. It is the companion bill. It is the Anti-CBDC Surveillance State Act. It's the companion bill to what's already passed in the House, H.R. 1919. This is now S-1124. Now, in the Senate, we need to get past the 60-vote filibuster. And if we can't get past the 60-vote filibuster, then the backup plan is to add these Anti-CBDC Surveillance State Act bills as an amendment to the National Defense Authorization Act, the NDAA. That's coming up soon. So there's two different options and opportunities. One, pass the bill S-1124 in the United States Senate. If that doesn't work, then put that bill as an amendment to the National Defense Authorization Act, and then that would not require a 60-vote filibuster in order to be able to go to the regular vote. It would just require a majority vote. So those are the two options. I think that we're close, but we can't take it for granted. We are very close, I believe, to being able to ban central bank digital currency and codify it, either by passing S-1124 in the Senate, or if that doesn't work, having an amendment to the National Defense Authorization Act. Both of those votes, by the way, are coming up soon. So I encourage you to go, you can go to lc.org. We have some emails there. You can go to the archive. They're just a few days ago that we did them. There'll be information for you. And also you can send faxes and you can sign a petition. I encourage you to do so because, believe it or not, do you know how many countries there are working on this? 130 countries that are doing research on this. 11 countries already have deployed central bank digital currencies. 11 countries, and that's counting. So we need to have a strong stand in the United States against this, because this is the form of ultimate control where you won't be able to buy or sell.
Well, I can imagine we'd all be motivated, because we don't want our money to be taken away from our churches, our Christian ministries, but then put into DEI, green energy delusions, LGBTQ stuff. We don't want the government to have control over our finances. So we all need to take action.
Absolutely. Go to lc.org. That's lc.org, and take action immediately.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.